So this week we learn Parshas Re'eh, and it is the parasha in which we start to learn about the actual process of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Aseres Hamakos. So before we start learning this sugya tonight, the shir is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmoso Shel Mora Sora Bas Bela Zichrona Levrocha, the late mother of our dear friend David Hall, who was a steady participant in this shir. Shetanuach b'sholam al mishkava. Your mother should be a meretz yosef for the entire family. You should only know ach toiv v'chesed, and we should always share b'seres toivus. So in this week's parsha, we start learning about the Aseres Hamakos, and bein hashar makas tzfardeim. And the Torah says, v'yomer Hashem al Moshe bo'er parav yomar t'yolav koyomer Hashem shalach adami v'yavduni. And we find the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Nun Gimel Omed Beis. Oid zu dorash toides ish romi. Maro chanani veshom azaria. Shemoso nafshom al kedushas Hashem. They learned kal v'chom mitzvadeim. Tzvadeim lo enitztav al kiddush Hashem. Nevertheless, the Pesach says, tanurecho ubi misharasecho. Emosem misharas mitzvim eisal tanur. Bishas afir. So those frogs went into the cooking, boiling ovens, and they brought about their demise, because that is Rotzon Hashem, and it is from the Tzvadeim that Chananya Mishol Vazari learned that one is obliged to be Moisen Nefesh, Lasis, the sign of Hashem Hashemayim. So at other opportunities, past years, then some of these shiurim are in Minchas Osha Parshas Vo'ero, we dealt with the specifics. How do we learn a Kal V'chomer from Tzvadeim? Tzvadeim are not Barei Das, they're not B'nei Bechira. But today, let's just discuss some of the fundamental concepts in the sugya of Kiddush Hashem. When is a Jew required to give away his life to sanctify HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name? That is the mitzvah of V'nikdashti B'toich B'nei Yisrael V'lo Yisachalelu Eshem Kodshi B'toich B'nei Yisrael. So the basic sugi is the Sanhedrin daf Ayin Dalad Omid Beis, and some of it is also in Avodah Zarah daf Chof Zayin Omid Beis, and various different sources in Shas. Fundamentally, one could say there are three different situations, scenarios, in which a Jew is required to give away his life to sanctify God's name, to be Mekadi Shem Shemayim. First of all, Gimel Avodah Chamur Shevetoyre. Every time, anywhere, in any circumstances. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Damim, have the din of Yehereg v'al Yavar. Number two, B'shas HaGzeira. If it's the Shas HaGzeira, and it's when the non-Jewish authorities give out a decree, Lahavar is Yisrael al-Adas, like it was B'Yomayim Mordechai V'Esther, like it was in different periods, dark periods of our history, B'shas HaGzeira, even Arkesed the Mesana, even on a minig Yisrael, the din is Yehereg v'al Yavar. And number three, Befarhesia. If it's Befnei Asorami Yisrael, always. So these are the three different situations, different cases in which the halacha of Yehereg va'al Yavar applies. In all the other situations, and in all other Avedis, the din is Yavar va'al Yehereg. So, first stage in today's shiur, we deal with a very fundamental question. The halacha of Gimel Avedis Chemurais, is this halacha similar to the other two, Shas Gzeira or Farhesia? Or maybe Gimel Avodah Chamuras has nothing to do with V'nikdashti V'toich B'nei Yisrael. It has nothing to do with the concept of Kiddush Hashem. It is just that these Avedas have Chumri Yisera. All the other Avedas do not override Pikuach Nefesh. These Avedas do override Hatzolas Nefoshes. So regarding all the other mitzvahs, we have the concept of Achai Ben V'lo Shiomas Ben. And many times, I think, in the short period that we have this year, Sunday night, I think more than once we discuss the concepts of Pikuach Nefesh. Regarding these Gimel Avedas Chamuras Shebetoyre, Mishum Chumrosam, because these are so fundamental and so unique and so important in Yahadus, in Yiddishkeit, they override Pikuach Nefesh, and that is why they're Yehereg Val Yavar. It has nothing to do with Milik Tashi B'Toch B'nei Yisrael. Milik Tashi B'Toch B'nei Yisrael is a chiddush. When we are in a Chilal Hashem situation, and the other side of the same coin in a Kiddush Hashem situation, then regardless of which mitzvah we're dealing with, all the mitzvahs, b'shas, anxiety, yedav, yedavar, feres, yedav, yedavar. But given a veres chamur shebetoyrem has nothing to do with Kiddush Hashem. It just has to do with the level of severity of these Gimel Aveis. That is a fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. So let's start off with Rashi al HaTorah. V'negdashti b'toich b'nei Yisrael. Rashi says that the Kavona is Mesoyer Nafshecho al Kiddush Hashem. And Rashi al HaTorah writes Gimel Aveis Chamura Shebetoyrem. Or Gzeira. Or Fahesia. So Rashi does clearly seem to indicate that Gimel Aveiros Chamur Shebetoyrem, it is only because V'nigdashti B'toich B'nei Yisrael, and that is clear in the Rambam. Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, Perekei Halacha Aleph, Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvos, Lo Ta'ase Mitzvah Gimel, which is the mitzvah of V'lo Yisachar Lo Es Shem Kodshei, and as usual, Sefer HaChinuch follows in the footsteps of the Rambam. It is only in a handful of the Tayyad mitzvahs in which the Sefer HaChinuch sides with the Ramban. In the vast majority of mitzvahs, he always follows in the footsteps of the Rambam, and here as well. Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Reish, Tzadik Vav. So these three sources, Rashi al HaTorah, the Rambam, two different sources, Sefer HaChinuch, they say, there is no such a thing, Yeherig Valiyavar, only in the context of V'nigdashti B'toich B'nei Yisrael. So, Gimel Aveiros Chamur Shebetoyrem, Shedino Miherig Valiyavar, that is because V'nigdashti B'toich B'nei Yisrael, V'lo Yisachar Lo Es Shem Kodshi. The Ramban in Sefer HaMalchamos, Sanhedrin the Fine Dalet, Chidushe Haran on the spot. They say, no, these three Aveiros, Dino Miherig Valiyavar, Mishum Chumrasam, and the Ramban quotes the Gemara. How do we know Aveiros Ori Herig Valiyavar? Because the Pesuk says, V'yahavto, Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha afilu noit lezlavshecha. And the Pesuk refers to Ahav as Hashem. Idol worshipping, Avodah Zorah, goes totally against Ahav as Hashem. And it is from the Pesuk b'chol nafshecha that we learn afilu noit lezlavshecha. And then the Gemara goes on and said in the fine dalet, how do we know Shvichas Domim is Yehereg Valiyavar? And the Gemara says, we don't need a Pesuk, it's a Svora. Ma'achos is the Domim Dedachsel Mekvei. So how would a person assume that he is allowed to take another life to save his life? So that is a svara. And then the Gemara learns, Shvichas Domim from Giliarayis, in a Hekesh, Bozev Limadalzeh. And therefore the Ramban and the Ran argue, this has nothing to do with Chilul Hashem and with Kiddush Hashem. Chilul Hashem and Kiddush Hashem only have to do with Shas HaGzeira, Befarhesia, that's a Chilul Hashem Shemayim. But these Gimel Aveiros Chamuros, even Bitzina, even Shalom B'Shas Gzeira, it is just because we learn either from Svora or from Sukkei HaTorah. These three Aveiros stand apart. And that's why they are defined Gimel Aveiros Chamuros Shebetoyrah Shedinam Yehereg Ve'al Yaro. Would there be a nafka min al halacha? We find another Rishon that sides with the Ramban and the Ran, and that is Sefer HaYareim in Mitzvot of Gimel. And the Yareim was one of the Bali HaTosfos, Rabbi Elozor Memetz, Gedolei Tzarfas, and he was one of the Bali HaTosfos, Sefer Yareim, Tov Gimel, similar to the Ramban and the Ran. Would there be a nafka min halacha? I think there would be two nafka min halacha, but this makes our discussion, our shiur, somewhat complex and complicated. One nafka min halacha would be, what is the din of Gimel Aveiros Chamur Shebetoyrem when the Goyim have no intention of forcing us to be over Aveiros? It's not that they want to tear us away from our Torah and our tradition. Lahanos Atzman, for some reason, Lahanos Atzman. Lahanos Atzman, obviously, there would be no case of Chilul Hashem or Kiddush Hashem. But if it's just Chumras HaChet, why would it make a difference whether it's Lahanos Atzman or not Lahanos Atzman? It's these three Aveiros are so Chomer, they're so harsh, that they override Pikuach Nefesh. So that L'chayla would be a nafka mina. And that's a machlokes, the Ramban and Sefer HaMor, Rabbeinu Zerachya HaLevi, who was the Mechaber of Sefer HaMor. Anison identifying Dalet. So the Baramor says, Lanois Atzmon, Mutar. It's hard to find a scenario of Lanois Atzmon by Avodah Zorah, or even by Gili Arayis. Shviches Domen, I think everyone would agree. It's no difference what the motive is, whether it's Lahavir Aradas or Lanois Atzmon, because that's a svara. Machos is the Dhamma de Dachsel Mitvei. So the Machloikis, the question would only apply to Gili Arayis or Avodah Zorah. So the Baramor says, if it's not that they want to tear us away from our Mesoida, from our Torah, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there would be no Issa, even regarding Shvichas Domim, or, not Shvichas Domim, Avodah Zorah, or Gili Arayis. The Ramban says no, makes no difference, Hanoas Atzmon, or doesn't matter what their intention is. So the Ramban obviously is Shitosoi. Because according to the Ramban, it's Chumra Sechait, and it's a Chumra Sechait, makes no difference why, what their motive, what their intention is. These are Averis Chamuras, they're override Pekuach Nevesh. The Balamora obviously would side with the Rambam. No. The Din of Yehereg Valiavar is always because of the Nikdashi B'Tuch Mani Yisor, V'loi Sechal V'lo Hashem Kochi. And therefore, if it's the Lanois Atzmon, it is not defined as a Chel Hashem, then even Averis Chamuras would be set aside, pushed aside because of Pikuach Nefesh. So why does this become complicated? Because the Rambam, Yisoida Tere, Perkei Halacha Gimel, says Beferush that even Lois Atzmon, it's Asur. But isn't the Rambam the one that says, as I quoted before, that Gimel Averes Chamuris, Dina Mihelig Olava, because of Vinigdashti B'toich B'nei Yisroel. So if it is Vinigdashti, why would we say even Lahanoas Atzmon is also? One will argue, one must assume that according to the Rambam, because these Averes are so fundamental and so important in Yiddishkeit, even if you're Oivor, when nobody is trying to tear you away from Torah, from tradition, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it still would be defined as a Chilul Hashem. A Jew that is a Magal Arayis, or Oivid Avodah Zorah, no matter when, how, and why, it is always defined as a Chilul Hashem, even if he is forced to do so, Lahanoas Atzmon, it still would be defined as a Chilul Hashem. That is the way we must try to explain the Rambam. So one afkamin in the Machloikis between Rambam and Ramban, and the various different Rishonim that side with each of these giants, Gedoyli Olam, the Rambam and the Ramban. So one afkamin would be, if we are forced, if a Jew is forced to be over the way to Zohar, or Magan Arayis, but the one that forces him has no intention of tearing him away for a Torah. I don't know what the scenario would be. Crazy scenarios. Crazy things happened in our history, in our relationships with our masters from Umis Uwailam. So the nafkamina would be when it is Lanois Atzmon with no intention of tearing us away from Torah. And the other nafkamina would be given a vayis chamosha b'Torah, and a person didn't stand in his soyan, and he was not moise nafshoy, v'hishtacha v'letzelem, v'gila arayis, is he nenash? Is he to be penalized, punished? Or would we say, oynes lachmona patoy? So if we say, it is only because of v'nigdashi v'turch me'esol, v'lo zechar lo Hashem kochi, that the din is yereg v'aliyavar, then the svara would be, he's not nana, she's not chayav misa. Because regarding Avodah Zorah or Gili Arayis, he's an oynes, oynes lachmona patoy. What was he over? He wasn't over on Avodah Zorah. He wasn't over on Gili Arayis. He was over on v'nigdashti. He was over on Lezchal Hashem Kodshi. There is no oynish misa on v'nigdashti or v'lezchal Hashem Kodshi. There's an oynish misa on Gili Arayis, Avodah Zorah, Shvichas Domim. But regarding the etzem avera of Avodah Zorah, Shvichas Domim, he's an oynish lachmona patoy. That is the opinion of the Rambam. So the Rambam clearly says in Perikem Yisoyed HaTorah, even though Gimel Aveis Chamusha B'Torah Dinam Yehereg Val Yavar, but if the person Ovar V'loy Neherig, He's not chayiv misa. The Rambam neshitos, according to the Rambam, and the Rambam clearly explains, he's an oinus. And as an oinus, he bears no responsibility. And he's not chayiv oinish. But he was over on the mitzvah of sevri. That's the betrach my soul, and on the lavav, but these mitzvahs and averes have no oinish misa, and therefore, according to the Rambam, poto. Chidush Eran, and that very same source, Sanhedrin, the fine Dalet, quotes one of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu David, and he says, Chayev Misa, and that is because the Ran, Lishitosoi, according to the Ran, Gimel Averes Chamor Shebetoyra, Dino Miherek Valiava Mishum Chumra Sachet. So what was he over? He wasn't over on Benigdashni, on Veloy Secharalu. He was over on Avodah Zorah, he was over on Gili Arayis, and that is why he is Chayev Misa. So just like in the first Nafka Minu, we had a problem with the Rambam, in the second Nafka Minu, we have a problem with the Ramban. Because the Ramban says, Ovar Veloy Neherek Potu. But the Ramban is the Mora Dishmaitzer that says, Gimel Averes Chamurah Shebetoyra, Dinam Yeherek Valiyava Mitzad Chumras Avera. Not Mitzad Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem. So why would he be Potter? One must assume, yes, these Gimel Averes override Pikuach Nefesh. But nevertheless, if the person was over, he is an oinus. And we would need to be mechadish, and it truly would be a chiddush. In these Gimel Averes, oinus is not matir, but it is poiter. And this would be a big chiddush, because memonafshech, if it's not matir, why would it be poiter? Because at the end of the day, he's defined as an oinus. And if he's an oinus, he's not a baronshin. But Mrs. Atoira is, you need to refrain from doing these avedas, even in a situation of oinus. So the lesson of Chazal is, oinus rachmona patrei. And where do we learn this fundamental alohas? Oinus rachmona patrei. Velanaro loisa asedoro. Tzaku hanaro ve'ein moishiyalo. It is from this posuk by Nara Hamarosa that we learn oinus rachmona patrei. So the posuk refers to ptur, not to issa v'heter. Obviously, that woman, that girl, the question wasn't issa v'heter. She was coerced. She didn't have the means to do anything about it. So the question there is chayav poto. And the Pesach says, V'lanaris asadavo. We do not penalize, we do not punish her. Why? So the fundamental of Allah, the fundamental Allah of Oynes is Ptur, not Issa V'heta, but rather Chiyuv and Ptur. So according to the Ramban, we must say, yes, Gimel Averes Chamurah Shebetoyra Dinam Yehereg Valiyav. Because there are two different types of Oynes, two different Oynes situations. One is like, sometimes a person is forced to do something and he cannot say no. I mean, it is just imposed on him by force and he doesn't have the liberty or the possibility to refuse. But in other situations, a threat of death is defined as oinus, and that is the situation of Gimel Averes Chamurah Shebetoyra. That is the situation of Sha'as Gzeira. That is the situation of the stories we learn in Gittin Daf Nun Zayin about Jewish children that were forced to bow down to a tzelem and to be over the Avodah Zorah. They refused and they were killed. And that is a form of Kiddush Shem. So that's a different type of oinus. It's not the same oinus as V'lanaro Lo'isa Sedova. So the Ramban's opinion is, regarding Gimel Averes Chamurah Shebetoyra, the din is Yehereg V'Aliyaver. But if he didn't stand in a soyin and he was over, he is still as poto medin oines. So, but these Gimel Averes Chamurahs, oines patterns, but oines is not matio. So he was over bechet, but nevertheless, ein oinenash, ein echayv misa, because oines lachmona patrei. So in Minchas Osho, ala Torah, I dealt with the concept of Oynes, and I brought various different sources that Oynes is not only a Ptur, a Heter. I brought the Chemda Shloima. Chemda Shloima was the Rav in Warsaw, in Varsha, 20 years ago. He was a friend of the Nesivis and Rabbi Kiva Egel, and they corresponded a lot. Shal Shuvas Chemda Shloima Yodei Semen Amet Ches. Chemda Shloima says, Oynes is not only a Ptur. When a Maisa is performed in coercion, it is not even defined as a Maisa. So it goes beyond the question of Chiyuv and Ptur, Heter and Iser. In Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Daled, the Gemara says, when a person was forced l'shtachavos lebehema, the behema doesn't have a din of nevad, and it's mutar b'hakrova kikorban, even though nevad is also l'gvoya. But this is not nevad, because the person that bowed down to the behema was forced to do so, and therefore it's not nevad. And Tosfos asks, but it's Yerek Valyava, but it's only Yerek Valyava. And the Litva says, yes, Yerek Valyava regarding the Gavra. But at the end of the day, it was an Oynes, and therefore the Behemoth does not have a din of Avodah Zarah. So in the Ritva, explaining the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Daled, we find this intrinsic contradiction, L'chayra. On one hand, it's Yerek Valyava, but on the other hand, the basic halacha of Oynes still applies. Yehereg Valyava regarding the Gavra. Yehereg Valyava means there's an Isar, but it's still an Oynes. And it is Oynes in the aspect of the behemoth is not Nesel L'Gavoy, it's not Nesel L'Krov, even though Nevad is also L'Korban. So it would be no wonder to say the din is Yehereg Valyava. But b'di eved avar v'lo neherag potor memisa, because after all, he was an Oynes. So this is regarding the Machloikis Rambam, Ramban, and other Rishonim, dealing with the question, given Avedas Chamor Shabbatoy Shadina Miherag Valyava, is that also part of V'nikdashti B'toch Bnei Yisrael V'lo Yisachar Alu Hashem Kodshi? Or no. Those mitzvahs only apply to Shas Gzera, to Ferhesia, but the din of Gimel Aves Chamusha B'Toyr is just Mishum Chumel Sechait, nothing more. It has nothing to do with V'nikdashti B'Toyr B'nei Yisrael. An interesting question I spoke about and I wrote about. So there are Gimel Aves Chamusha B'Toyr, Avoy Gizora, Gil Yarai, Shrichas Donah. L'chayla, they all three have the same dargis achumra. But if one does have to choose between the three, and he will have to be over an avodah zarah, gil yarayis, or shvichas damim, is there any priority? Libi yoymani, I haven't seen anybody speak about this, but libi yoymani, that if worse comes to worse, and we do have to choose between the three, we would rather do Avodah Zarah, Gil Yarayis, before Shvichas Damim. So, could I have a Rambam Ahavo? And let us have Zmanim as well. Thank you, Rav Isaacson. So when the Rambam deals with the concept of Pikuach Nefesh, I want to quote two halachas. One is in Perek Aleph of Hilchas Mila. Halacha Yud Ches. When the Rambam brings the din of Tinak Shemesu Echov Machmes Mila. Two children died after circumcision, after Mila. We do not do Mila to the others. So the Rambam writes, it's actually in the previous halacha, halacha Yud Zayin, Perek Aleph, if there's any reason to be afraid that a child might perish. By Mila, Tzorech Lazor B'dvorim El Harab, Ve'ein Malen Elo Yelad She'ein Bo Shum Choyli, She'sakonas Nefoshas Doiches Ha'akoyl, Ve'efshar La'mul La'achar Zman, Ve'i efshar La'achzir Nefesh Echod Mi'Yisroel La'oylam. So Rambam writes, why does Pikuach Nefesh override Mila? And why wouldn't we perform mitzvah Mila even if a child is ill and we might be jeopardizing his life? Shesakonas nefoshes doiche es hakol, ve'efshar lomu liyachar zman, ve'i efshar lahachzir nefesh echod mi'Yisroel la'oylam. Why does the Rambam need to explain this? And why doesn't he just simply quote the Pasuk v'chai ben v'rosh yomis ben? The din is pikuach nefesh is doiche mila. So the Rambam, as his minig is in many different sources, he adds on tam v'tavlin, milibo yagodril, medate harachova. And he explains, well, you could do mila at another time. But maybe with this child we won't do mila at another time. So I would add on to the Rambam. You could do mila at another time. You could do mila with a different child. You could do mila in another place. Nothing is final in this world. Everything is about tikkun. E efshar ha'achzar nefesh echod mi'Yisroel la'olam. So if you're over an avodah zarah, you could do tshuva. You're over an gilui arayos. You could do tshuva. But if it took a person's life, yefshel ha'arza nefesh li'oilam. And the Rambam in Perek Beis of El Chashabes, when the Rambam quotes the din that pikuach nefesh doiche Shabbos, once again, quite interesting. The Rambam here also adds on tam v'tam v'tavlin. He doesn't just bring the halacha that pikuach nefesh is doiche Shabbos. So the Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Gimel Halacha Shabbos, when the Rambam deals with the din of Sekonis Nefoshes, Pikuach Nefesh Doiches Shabbos, Oso Leismameya Bechilul Shabbos Lachoy Leshiyesh Beis Sekonis, Shenemar, Asher Yasa Oysom Ha'odom V'chai Behem, V'loi Shiyomes Behem, Ho Lemadeto, She'ein Mishpetei HaTorah Nekoma B'Yoylam, Elo Rachamim V'chesed V'Sholoim B'Oylam. So the Rambam quotes the Pasuk v'chai behem v'loish yomes behem. But the Rambam adds on, Ein mishpetei ha-toyro nekoma b'yoylam, elo rachamim v'chesed v'sholam b'yoylam. So I think in a situation in which, to our terrible despair and dismay, but it is a situation in which we know that either a person will be over the Vaidazora, or he will kill another, we would say, Vaidazora, Gili Arayas come before Shvichas Dorim. And I think I have somewhat of a raya. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Dav Zayin, an amazing Gemara, when Aaron, as if turned the blind eye and Chetu Egel, and Aaron is confronted by Moshe, how did you let this happen? And Aaron apologizes, and the Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Zayin Amad Aleph, Ro'o Chur Zavuach Lofonov. He saw that Chur was murdered. And he said, if they're going to kill me as well, they will never have tshuva. Im Yehoreg B'migdash Hashem Koyen V'Navi, then they will never be able to make up for this. And that is why he turned the blind eye and he let them do the egel. And the question is, avodah zarah and shvichas damim, what's the difference? They're both yehereg v'al yara. So why did Aaron let them do the egel? And why didn't he try to destroy the egel and fight them? So obviously this would prove that shvichas damim is Chomer Tfei, then Chetu Egel. But maybe it is just because of the Pasuk, Im Yehorig B'Migdash Hashem Koyen V'Navi. But who says that they can't do tshuva on that, if they could do tshuva on Avodah Zorah? So L'Cha'ora, this Gemara proves, Aaron had to choose. Would I turn a blind eye and let them do the Egel? Would I fight them and they might kill me? And he decided, better let them do the Egel. They shouldn't be over once again on Ibud Nefesh and on Shfichas Dom. One might argue, if they would kill Aaron, then neither would he be successful in preventing them from doing the Egel. So that would be Shfichas Dom on top of Chetu Egel. Maybe. But Aaron would have a fair chance of preventing them from doing the Egel if he would stand up against them. And nevertheless, he was choshesh. They might kill him, and that would be an avera which tshuva will never be able to rectify. So maybe this Gemara would prove that Shvichas Domim, out of the Gimel Averes Chamura Shevetoyre Shvichas Domim Hu Achomer Biyoisa. And because I efshal ha'achzir nefesh echod miyisrael miyolam, like the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, halacha yud zayin of Hilchos Mila. But this is a question which I did not see any of the poiskim or any of the rishonim deal with. Discussing the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, does one make a brocha on Kiddush Hashem? We do not find any source in the Rishonim besides one source. Rabbi Menachem Rekenati wasn't known as a great commentator in the Rishonim. He was Be'ikar known for his Kabbalah, one of the great Mekabbalim of the Rishonim. And he has a Sefer Piskei Halachos. And in Sefer Piskei Halachos of the Rekenati, he says that when a person is Mekadosh Shem Shemayim by giving away his life to sanctify Kodesh Baruch Hu's name, Shmo Yagodol Yizborach, he should say a brocha. The Rekenati doesn't formulate the brocha. Shlo HaKodesh Sha'aru Oisiyas, Ois Aleph, Emes Ve'emuno. The Shlo says, when a person is Mekadosh Shem Shemayim and the Goyim will take his life, he should say Asher Kedishono, B'mitzvoisov, mitzivono, lekadesh shmoi hagodol, or lekadesh shem shemayim. But this is a halacha we do not find in any other source, but the Shlo quotes the Rekenati. And the Shlo has an interesting discussion, and he does go into various svaras. The Rishonim deal with the question, obviously we don't say a brocha on each and every one of the mitzvahs we are mekayim. So what's the rule? What's the klal? Which brochas, which mitzvahs do we say a brocha? And which mitzvahs do we not say a brocha? The two most important sources dealing with this question are Tshuvas HaRashba, Chelek Aleph, Simen Yud Ches, and Abu Darham. In Berchas HaMitzvahs V'Nisucham, Shar Gimel and Sefer Abu Darham. Other Rishonim, the Rosh and the Anam, Sochem Dav Zayin, deal with a secondary question, Nusach HaBrocha. Which mitzvahs do we say al, like we say al achilas matzah, al achilas morah, and which mitzvahs do we say le, like we say leishev besukah, lehis atev betzitzis? That is the question that the Rosh and the Ram deal with, but the Rashba and Abu Darham deal with another question. Which mitzvahs do we say abrocham, and which mitzvahs do we not say abrocham? So the Shlo briefly brings various different opinions, and the conclusion of the Shlo, following in the footsteps of the Rekenati, is Kiddush Hashem, we do say a brocha. And the Shlo discusses the minig right after Kriya Shema Shelefnei Psukei Dezimra Atohu Liyolam, and the Siyum of the Brocha is Borach HaMekadosh Shmoi Berabim. And according to some of the Shonim, we say Borach Atu Hashem HaMekadosh Es Shmoi Berabim. And the Shlo brings this as a source that we say a brocha on Kiddush Hashem. Well, this brocha definitely is Berachas HaShevach. It's not Berachas HaMitzvah. So that would not be a riot. This brocha has nothing to do with Yehari Valiava. Maybe it does. Some early sources say that the nusach of this book that we do not find in the Chazal was formulated after the Gzeiras Shmad in the days of the Rishonim in Spain. That is when the bracha was instituted, and that is why it is juxtaposed to Kriya Shema. So this is not really Kriya Shema Shashachas. This is the minig that the Torah brings in Siman Mem Vav, that we say Kriya Shema before Pesukah de Zimra, Samach Labech Shashachas. But we do say this bracha right next to Kriya Shema because it is associated, in a way, with Gzeiras Shema and with the Mesiras Nefesh of Klal Yisrael. But still, it's not the Berachas HaMitzvah. And this is a minag, and most of the Shoyim say we do not even mention Shem Shemayim. We just say, as our minag is, Baruch HaMekadosh Shemoy Berabim, but we don't say Baruch HaTor Hashem. But nevertheless, this is the opinion of the Shlok. And why do I think it's a big chiddush that we do not find in any other early source? Because one of the fundamental yesoides in Berachas HaMitzvah is, we do not say Berachas HaMitzvah only on a mitzvah sheyesh b'maisa. And in Kiddush Hashem, to our dismay, it's always Sheval Taisa. The Goyim are the ones that do the maisa. Sorkwes besore ben seker shabarzel, story of Rabbi Kiva at the end of Masechet Berachas and Bavli Ani Yerushalmi, and avoid the Zod of Yud Ches, the Pechina ben Teradian, hekifu b'chavilas moires v'tzitu b'emes ha'ur. So when exactly would the Yid that's being destroyed, killed, when would he say a bracha? It's not a mitzvah sheyesh b'maisa. And therefore, why would there be a bracha?
During the Masai Atzlav, the people were killing each other. They shouldn't get... They said brachas then,
didn't they? Are we allowed to be proactive and commit suicide or kill others to prevent avodah zarah? That is nowhere to be found in Chazal. But we do find the discussion in Rishonim. Beis Yosef Bedek Abayis and Yoredei Siman Kuf Nun Vav brings a story that happened by Yemei Baal HaTosfos. It is also brought in Daas HaKeinim Baal HaTosfos of Parshas Noach and the Posek Shofech Dam HaOdom BaOdom. So, in the days of the Baal HaTosfos, there was a machlokes b'shas Gzeiras Shmad. One of the Baal HaTosfos said that we are to take the lives of children if those children will fall into the hands of the anti-Semites, that they will be forced l'shtachavos l'tzelem. And Baal HaKeinim, as well as the Baal HaTosfos, bring a machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim and Baal HaTosfos. And the conclusion of the Beis Yosef is, no, we should not do that. We should never destroy another person's life, even in a situation in which we might be forced to be oivid avodah zarah. But the classical example and the classical case of Kiddush Hashem is when we are passive. And those that threat to destroy us, they are the ones that are active. And when performing a mitzvah without a maisa, we do not say berachos mitzvah. So that's a fascinating tshuva of Rabbi Kiva Egel, tshuva of Rabbi Kiva Egel, Siman Tes. Rabbi Kiva Egel deals with the Magen Avraham. And the Magen Avraham says that if a person leaves his house for a few days or a week or a month or however long it may be, when he comes back home, he needs to say a brocha, Asher Kedushono b'mitzvoyso v'tzivono lodo b'bayas sheyesh boi mezuzah. And the argument of the Magen Avraham is mezuzah chayv sedar. So we're not leaving in the house, you put them in a mezuzah. So if you left your house for an hour and you went to the Beis HaMedrash, you're still chayav in a mezuzah. But if you leave your house for a few days, and right now you're not living in your house, you put them in a mezuzah. So the Magen Avraham argues, when I come back home, then I am once again chayav b'mezuzah. So the Magen Avraham says, if you're nechnes l'chachiv, you need to say a brocha. So what brocha would he say? L'koyah mezuzah? The mezuzah is up already. So the Magen Avraham says he would say the bracha lodo b'bayis sheyesh bo mezuzah, but nobody does that. Did you ever hear a person saying when he comes back from a vacation or from a trip or whatever, he wasn't home a few days, to say a bracha lodo b'bayis sheyesh bo mezuzah? So that's not the meaning. So Rabbi Kiva Ega, La'acha Chasim Esiat Kotshoi. 7th S, writes through Isi Beberke Yosef. And to me, this Berke Yosef is so poshut and so fundamental. V'yev shalach like all of. So Rabbi Kiva Ega says, there is no brocha only b'maisa mitzvahs. So when you come back home and you move into your house, that's not a maisa mitzvah. And therefore one could only say a brocha al tviyas mezuzah. And that's why ein halacha k'divrei Magen Avraham. So if we accept this basic principle, then there would be no brocha on Kiddush Hashem because it's not a maisa mitzvah. Yes?
He was allowed to take off the mezuzah?
We're not dealing with a
situation.
We're not dealing with a situation in which he removed the mezuzah. He just left the house and he's coming back. If he did remove the mezuzah, everybody would agree when he puts the mezuzah back on, he could make a brocha. But in that case, the nusach would be lekoy mezuzah. The Magen Avraham wouldn't say lo do b'bayis sheyesh b'mezuzah. So the Magen Avraham is clearly dealing with a case in which he did not remove the
mezuzah.
No, that would not be Tasa V'Lo Min Ha'Osui. No. Tasa V'Lo Min Ha'Osui would be in a situation in which it's not a bias. And when you make the bias, there is a mezuzah. Here, it's a bias. There just isn't the chiyuv because you're not living in the house. That has nothing to do with Tasa V'Lo Min Ha'Osui. So I just want to bring Rabbi Kiva Ega, who quotes the Berke Yosef and agrees with the Berke Yosef, that one of the Yesoides in Berchas HaMitzvah is we do not say Berchas HaMitzvah only on a mitzvah sheyesh b'maisa. And that L'chayra would go against the Shlo and the Rekanati that say, you say a brocha on Kiddush Hashem. Maybe one might argue. So yes, mitzvahs that a person is makayim in a totally passive way do not necessitate a bruch. Mitzvahs Kiddush Hashem, there is no maisa mitzad hayisroel, but it's a very dramatic maisa mitzad atzmai. After all, he's being killed, he's being destroyed, he's being burned, he's being tortured. So maybe that would be defined as a mitzvah sheyesh ba maisa, even though mitzad, the one that is mekayim the mitzvah, he's not doing the maisa, but it would be defined as a mitzvah sheyesh b'maisa. So I think the Shlo HaKodesh, out of his tremendous kedusha and tahara, and out of his feeling, kiddushim shemayim is the greatest mitzvah. It's the greatest chus. Chazal say, mechitzoson lefonim mechitzoson shemalacha yashoris. So how could it be that on a mitzvah like this there would be no brocha? So it's more out of his shalheres eish kodesh in his heart that he felt that there should be a brocha. But dealing with halachic definition, lechoyre it would be a mitzvah she'ein kiyuma al yidei maisa, and in that case there would be no brocha. Many times I stand here and I teach that the fact that Rishonim don't say a certain halacha proves that that halacha doesn't apply. Would that be an argument in our case? I don't think so. I don't think that would be an argument. After all, the situations of Kiddush Shem Shemayim B'moisoi were never very common. We are the only people in history who had these shaylos at all. But still, we wouldn't expect all the Rishonim dealing with Berachas HaMitzvahs to deal with the question, what brocha do we say on Kiddush Hashem? Loi makdim inish paranus ala nafshei. It is not a mitzvah which we are mekayim as a routine, neither Seder Hayom nor Chagim v'moyadim. It's not part of the natural routine of Jewish life like mitzvahs milah and all the other mitzvahs. After all, it is a mitzvah which we hope we will never need to be makayim, and it happens once in generations, and therefore, I don't think it would be a wonder. So why doesn't the Rambam say what bracha we say on Kiddush Hashem? First of all, the Rambam usually only quotes what he finds in Chazal. And Chazal, we do not find this bracha. But I think even other Rishonim, I don't think it would be a wonder why don't the Rishonim deal with this question. So the earliest source that does deal with the question is Rabbeinu Menachem Rekinati, and then the Shlo HaKodesh, and many later Achroinim quoting the Shlo, quoting the Rekanati, but we do not find this discussion in many early sources, as I explained. And L'Chore Mitzad Gidrei HaHalocha, one would say, one should not make a brocha. Another fundamental principle that we find in Tshuvas HaRashba, I quoted before, Chelek Aleph Siman Yud Ches, the Rashba says, why don't we say a brocha on Tzedoka and Gemara Sosodim? And the Rashba writes that every mitzvah that is totally b'das achedim, we can't say a brocha. Because maybe at the end of the day, I won't be mekayim the mitzvah. So that would be another argument not to say a brocha on Kiddush Hashem. Who knows? Maybe there will be a nace. Maybe the goy will regret it. Maybe he'll have heru tshuva. So there's an amazing Yerushalmi in Masechet Shviyas. Yerushalmi tells about a non-Jew that threatened the Jew. And he told him, if you're not going to cut off this peach from the tree, then I'm going to kill you. I want to force you to be Machal HaShavis. And the Yisrael was Moise Nefesh. And he said, I will not be Machal HaShavis. Go ahead. And the goy put the sword back into the sheath. Sheath, is that what it's called? Sheath. And the goy put down the sword. And he told her, I want you to know, if you would be Machal HaShavis, I would kill you. Because as a Jew, you have no respect for your religion. Now that you refuse to be Machal HaShavis, I respect you and you will live. That's an interesting story. To our dismay, usually it didn't end that way. But sometimes it did. So according to the Tshuvas HaRashba, any mitzvah that is totally b'das achedim, it's not within your power. You're always dependent on others. You don't say a brocha. And in this case, we really hope that we will not be mekayim the mitzvah at the end. So that's another reason not to say a brocha on Kiddush Hashem. So this is an interesting discussion. So many generations of Jews had to be mekadesh shem shemayim b'moisam. We need to be mekadesh shem shemayim b'chayenu. And the Rambam in Perikei Avichos Yisrael the Torah brings other interpretations in V'nekdashti b'toich b'nei Yisrael. One of them is the Gemara at the end of Masechet Yuma. When a person learns Torah, v'dibura b'nachas ha'mabriyas, v'masoi v'matone b'emuno, habriyas, מאוים למולב רוזה שלום תורה כמה נוי מאסף כמה מתקונים דרוחות אסוף שלום תורה אשרי רבי שלום תורה אשרי יואב שלום תורה ונמצא שם שמיים ישראל אבל יודוי and if a person learns Torah ואין דיבור מנחס מבריאס ואין מסוי ומתונה באמונה what do people say about him רוזה שלום תורה כמה מקולקולים דרוחות כמה מכאור מאסף אוי לאי שלום תורה אוי לאובב שלום תורה So Baruch Hashem, nobody demands from us to be over the Veda Zohar, nobody threatens to kill us if we aren't over on Avedas. But that doesn't mean that we don't have the mitzvah of Nikdashti B'Torch Menei Zohar, and we don't have the Aveda of Loisachar Alu Hashem Kodshoi. These mitzvahs and Avedas have different interpretations, and one of them is Shiyahei Shem Shumayim Mis'ahev Al Yodoi. So this week we learn Parshas Re'eh, and as I said, the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Geulas Mitzrayim starts, and at the very beginning of the Parsha we learn. V'yedaber Elokim al Moshe v'yomer al Ani Hashem v'eiro en Avrom el Yitzchak v'el Yaakov v'el Shaddai v'shmi Hashem lo inoidati lohem. And Rashi says, I appeared before the others, but always Shem Shakai. V'shmi Hashem lo inoidati lohem. Rashi says, "Lo nikarti lehem b'midas amita sheli she'oleo nikro shemi Hashem ne'eman la'am es davaray she'alei eftachtim v'lo kiyamti." Your generation, you are the ones which will see the kiyum of the avtochas of the promise that I gave to the others. So this pasuk seems to indicate. So which is the shame that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals to Moshe? That is Shem Havayah. But in last week's parsha, when Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will come before the Jews, and I will say HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me. And they will ask, what's his name? Who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, Eya Asher Eya. So which is the Shem that was revealed to Moshe? Shem Avaya or Shem Ehaya? So the Shem Ehaya we find only once in the entirety of Tanakh. Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. And that's a wonder. Why is it only once that we find this shame? What is the essence of this shame that we find once in Tanakh? So Rashi says, Eyamon begorazu ve'eyamon begorazacheres. The Ramban gives two different interpretations. The Ramayra Nevuchim, many different interpretations. But the most fascinating one is in Rashabam. And I think I told you about this Rashbam. Fascinating Rashbam. So the Rashbam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, tell B'nai Yisrael, Ehye Asher Ehye. One of the Purushim that the Ramban brings, the Ramban says, tell the Jews, they don't need to know my name. They're asking too many questions. All they need to know is they shouldn't worry. Eye imohem, I will be with them. So let me quote what the Rashbam says. Ube'inyan hazeh maskirim es amalochem velo bishmam. V'mah shekosav biyud kei, afaresh pa'at bash. So the Rashbam uses the code of adbash. And he writes, tzfat davgat zahif tatzmatz pat tap, and all kind of funny words. And then he says, Ze ikar oimik pshuto shel makro asolelo ve'ein magalan ele litznuim. So he conceals his perish. But everybody knows how to figure out adbash. You take a pen and in 5 minutes you have it worked out. So it's not a seed that I am afraid to share with you. So the Rashbam writes, Ho oimer ehye, v'onu oimrim yehye, yud b'mkoyim vav. And that's the secret of ehye asher ehye. And it's a fascinating Rashbam. So the Rashbam writes, Shem Avaya, in essence, is yehye, because yud and vav are meschala for us and love. Yud kei vav kei would be yud kei yud kei. Hu oimer eye, v'anu oimrim yehye. So the Rashbam explains, Shem Avaya and Shem Eye are one and the same. Because when a person refers to himself, he says, Ani ehye sham. When we speak about another party, we say, Hu yehye sham. Eye and yehye are essentially the same word. So when you speak about yourself, it's eye. When you speak about others, it's yehye. So Shem Avaya is Shem Eye, but only once in history did anybody have the chutzpah to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's your name? And it is only once in history that HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt a need to say, what's my name? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Eye, but when we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say Yehye, and that is essentially Shem Avaya. So according to the Rashbam, Ehye and Shem Avaya are the same. And with the Rashbam, we understand that Rashi and Parshas Ve'ero, Shmi Hashem Loi Noidati Lohem, and it is Shem Avaya that I revealed to you, and I ask you to convey to Klal Yisrael Shem Avaya. So what is Shem Avaya about? So the letters of Shem Avaya are Hoyo, Hoiva, V'yihiye. Kodesh Baruch Hu was forever, will be forever, and he reigns supreme. And that is the way the Rambam Memoir Nevuchim explains Eye Asher Eye. The Rambam doesn't tie it into Shem Avaya. That is what the Rashbam does. But the Rambam explains Eye Asher Eye. I shall be, for I shall be. And the Rambam explains, there is only one being that is because he must be. There is only one being that is because he doesn't have an option not to be. It cannot be that he should not be. And that is Eheye Asher Eheye. Ani Rishon, Vani Achoin, Umibarodai Ein Elohim. That is Eheye Asher Eheye. Eheye Ki Eheye. I shall be, for I shall be. Because it is impossible that I shall not be. And there is no other being that is because he must be. And that is Eheye Asher Eheye. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not changeable. Ein bo shinui. Ani rishon va'ani achon u'mebalodai ein Elohim. Takuf, takif, u'bal yecholes v'bal ha'koyches kulam. And that is Shem Havaya. Hoyo, hoyvo, v'yihiyah. And that is Shem Eheye. And these are all the same. And that is the Shem which HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Lech emor lebnei Yisrael, and give them chizuk. I am with them, and when I am with them, they are safe and sound, and there's no koyach in the world that could harm them, that could hurt them, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them. So b'derech drash and remez, the Imre Emes said, Rashi writes, "Lo nedati lehem be'midas emitus sheli nemon l'kayim devaroi eya asher eya." 21 times 21. How much is 21 times 21? 10 times 21 is 210. 20 times would be 240. Add another one, it's
emes.
It's 441, and that is gematria emes. So that is lo nedati lehem be'midas emitus sheli. So eya asher eya, 21 times 21 is 441. That's a beautiful remez, beautiful drash. But in essence, emes is not only truth. Emes is ultimate truth, and the only ultimate truth in the world, and the only rock of the world, and the only thing that is here forever and has all the koiches in the world is only a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is the essence of Shem Havaya. That is the essence of Shem Eheye. And that is the shame that a Kodesh Baruch Hu asked Moshe Rabbeinu to convey to Bnei Yisrael and give them chizuk and give them emunah and give them bitochen. And that is what gives us chizuk for the past 2,000 years in Golus, knowing that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was with us. And with all the pain and all the suffering, we shall be forever, because that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised. And that is how we made it through this tortuous journey, thousands of years, Lamala Mederech HaTeva. And many times I quote Yaakov Emden, that writes, in the introduction to a Siddur, Kiyam Kal Yisrael Bagodas is the greatest of all miracles. And he writes, Chai Roishi, גודל הנס הזה בעיניי, מכל הניסים שנעשו לבשנו במצרים, על הים ובארץ ישראל. So יהי רצון, we should be זוכר בקורא בימינו, כי המצא שכם מארץ מצרים, ערנו נפלויס, we should once again see ניסים ונפלויס בביאס משיח צדקנו ובבניין בית המקדש, במהרה בימינו. אמן.